The network that I lead is operating in a number of different countries, but I thought maybe I'd just talk about one area.
Yeah, great.
We try to be faithful to the things that we see. You know, I don't need other people to be wrong to make me right. You know, I think there's different ways to approach and different ways to do things. And I have a good friend who is the biggest Pentecostal church in the city, in the town near us. If I was to do what he's doing, I would be wrong. But he's not wrong because he's doing things the way he sees before God he should do them. So what happened, I think, and just take one situation. I'm just going to talk about Sierra Leone. And if I forget the time, John, be faithful to me.
I'll stand up and walk
towards
you.
Walk towards me. And you are bigger than me, so I move quick. Over 20 years ago, I was working into a church in another part of the, asked for some help in another part of the country, in the UK. And there was an elderly elder who had a son who was a missionary, I think in Liberia or Sierra Leone. Somehow he came into contact with this man that God had raised up. And this man, his name was Richard, he came to this particular area, farming area, to learn something about pig farming because he wanted to do a project like that. And these people, these elders in this church I was working in, they kept saying to me, "You must meet this man." I said, "Sure." And the most amazing thing happened. I walked into a small room in a house, and he was sitting in a chair in the opposite corner. And I can't tell you, I can't describe it, but all I can say was God joined our hearts in a sovereign moment of time. I didn't know him. I'd never met him. I didn't know his doctrine. But from that joining, from that relational joining, which of course we utterly believe God's building is relational building, it caused us to begin to work in a partnership. Now, this man who went to be with the Lord over 10 years ago, he was what I call a renegade. He didn't go by the rules, but he really loved God and he was an anointed servant of God. And he had been involved in seeking to rescue and rehabilitate children affected by war. And we decided that, consistent with what we believed, we would enter into a partnership and work together. We didn't want to pick up the familiar kind of missionary type approach. And so it wasn't that we provided the money and he did the work. It was that we walked together. And in fact, we saw in the course of time God provide in tremendous ways. And here we are, 20-odd years later, he having been involved in rescuing and rehabilitating and we working with him. One of the original, and these were boy soldiers, people that had killed and mutilated. One of the features there, and I think in Liberia as well, was the chopping off of hands and arms. Bill, you know all about that. And I've just had, for nearly a year, one of those original boy soldiers who now leads the work in Sierra Leone, having additional time of training and with his wife and family in London. What happened was this. He was doing this work. I mean, it was really rough stuff. And he would pick up these kids, sometimes transport them through enemy lines, through rebel lines, pretending he'd get some blood and put it on for the animals and put it on rags and wrap it round them and pretend that he was carrying wounded just to rescue them. What happened was, in the country, and the government having been displaced, it was chaos. Civil war is chaos. And as these boy soldiers were captured, they didn't know what to do with them. And I saw them, what they were doing. They just had cages and were locking them in cages. And that didn't seem to be consistent with what was God's plan of redemption, repatriation. And so I was in North America, and I got this call. I don't know how it happened. And he said, the government have said they'll give us this old school building. There's no money. The government has no money. But we feel it's right to expand and develop this work. Would you partner with us? Now, understanding the partner with us was not that we gave the money. It was that we absolutely walked together. And I felt God say, if you will trust me, I will display my unrestrained power into this situation. And so we partnered together. And as we partnered together, God opened doors. And it would take too long to tell you. Took huge amounts of funding flowing often through us, but not from us, in order to facilitate the different things. That extended to the home, and then the Ebola thing struck, and that was extended again in more recent times. And then prior to that, we had again funding for a variety of programs there, geared particularly towards these young people, not just young men, young women as well, who otherwise would, in a nation like that, be potential recruits for further rebellions and issues. There's always things like that going on. Along the way, when the civil war was protracted and just could not seem to break through, part of the partnership was just hearing God. And he would hear God. I mean, he'd be on the run and he'd be hiding somewhere and somehow would get a prophetic word through to us that was critical for what we were doing. But on this occasion, we were praying and the issue was getting the rebels out of the diamond field. And God said, pray the rebels out of the diamond field. And within a week, the matter was dealt with. This is really exciting to partner with God in his purpose.
Amen, John. Hold on. Yeah. Praise the Lord. One of many stories John has, for sure. Amazing. I think many have said that John's work is an example of kingdom, the best example of kingdom work around the world, and what an honor to have him with us. How long did it take for this child soldier to be healthy enough to lead a work?
Well, I mean, it's 20 years now, but he's been leading, I guess, having a key role in leadership for 5 or 6 years, I would think.
Man.
Yeah, but he's emerged over
a period. What a miracle of God, huh?
And I mean, he's a prince.
Another thing in your message, you said something I think that's really powerful, the revelation. I can't remember. It's like, serve the community at the cost of the community. The cost of the community is the last one. I didn't get all three.
Yeah, serve the community in the needs of the community at the expense of the community.
At the expense of the community. Really, so it's amazing revelation.
It's been relevant to the community.
Yeah, and yeah. I think it's a revelation that... many of us can get and see happen. It's happening in a few places. Yeah. It's really challenging to work with the government, I imagine, in many ways. And oftentimes we avoid it because, especially in the States, because of church separation between church and states. But there's a great testimony of a ministry in Chicago that actually got $10 million to work with the community. So it can happen everywhere.
One of the biggest funding agencies is the government lottery scheme. Mm-hmm. So we take their dirty money and launder it for the kingdom of God.
And that's a whole nother, that's a whole nother thing that people are afraid of. Thank you so much, John. Praise the Lord. Well, from zero prime meridian, we'll go to zero degrees to Ecuador with Gregorio Saldana, a man who's raised up many leaders, really has raised up disciples, has raised up several church planters. It's been a privilege to work with him over the last 20-some years. The microphone went here.
Buenos días. En un saludo de Ecuador.
Oh, I guess I should translate. Good morning and greetings from Ecuador.
Bueno, este año ha sido un año de transiciones.
This year has been a year of transition.
De luchas.
Of struggles.
Pero Dios ha estado moviéndose.
But God has been moving.
Sigue Dios salvando, gente sigue viniendo a la iglesia.
God continues bringing people into the church and bringing people to salvation.
Hemos estado trabajando con brigadas médicas, con Marilyn
We're
Guido.
We're working with Marilyn, my wife, and in medical brigades.
Y hemos hecho brigadas juntamente con los alcaldes.
And we're also working with the community. We're working with the mayors of the different cities.
Y hemos visto que las autoridades se interesan de poder servir a los pobres.
And we see that the mayors have been extremely interested to work together with the church to reach the needy of the communities.
Y en dos ciudades como Pasaje y Ponce Enrique.
In two cities, Pasaje and Ponce Enrique.
En cada brigada se ha atendido como 3,500 personas.
Each medical outreach has attended about 3,500 people.
También hemos este año viajé a Cuba en el mes de enero.
And this year we also traveled to Cuba in January.
Y hay un avivamiento, hay una hambre de Dios en Cuba.
And there's really a new level of revival and hunger for God in Cuba.
Hay muchas parejas jóvenes viniendo a la iglesia y comprometiéndose con Dios.
A lot of young couples coming into the church and committing themselves to Christ.
Y estamos, estuvimos ayudando a que ellos puedan emprender negocios.
And we've been helping them start business. We've gone there with partners worldwide to help prepare them to start their own small businesses.
Sí, unos 10 familias más o menos
and
están
we're working
emprendiendo.
With like 10 families helping them start their own business.
Sí. Estamos invitando al pastor que venga a Ecuador.
We hope the Cuban pastor can join us in Ecuador to be with all the different leaders in Ecuador.
También tenemos, estamos como iglesia ayudando a la migración venezolana.
And ARCO churches are really working a lot with the incredible Venezuelan immigration that's taking place into Ecuador.
Miles y miles de personas pasan por Ecuador para ir al Cono Sur.
There's thousands and thousands of immigrants from Venezuela passing through Ecuador to Argentina, Peru, Chile.
Mujeres embarazadas con niños en brazos.
Pregnant women with infants in their arms.
Durmiendo en las calles.
Sleeping on the streets.
Como iglesia estamos yendo a la frontera a poder
as
entregar.
As a church, we're going to the border and helping the people takes several days sometimes to cross the border for the Venezuelans.
Entregar comida porque
give them some food and water.
Aún las carpas de las Naciones Unidas no abastecen a veces
and
para poder
there
atender.
Is, there is the United Nations is there and different organizations, but very few churches really, and really there's not, even with everyone there participating together, there's really not enough.
Sí, eso es lo que está pasando con la crisis venezolana.
And there's like 300,000 Venezuelans who have stayed in Ecuador, which for a small country, that's incredible impact.
También con Niños de Compasión, estamos atendiendo 200 niños más, tenemos 1,700 niños.
We now have 1,700 Compassion children in the different churches in El Oro.
Y los directores de Compasión nos pidieron a nosotros que hagamos una selección de niños de extrema pobreza y cogimos 200 niños que vivían en la tierra.
And Compassion International has asked our church to take on 200 children of extreme poverty that are living in the streets.
Sí. Eso es lo que está pasando en Ecuador.
Quiero añadir un poco. One of the things that's amazing, these guys have been like awarded by Compassion as the best projects in the whole country, which is hundreds of projects. In fact, other churches that weren't doing as well in his city, they took 500 children away from other churches because they were just not using the funds properly, and had their church take over those 500 kids. Three of the pastors there from those churches are traveling around the country talking with other Compassion projects to show them how to do it properly. So really, we're really proud of what the Lord is doing through them, and Compassion has said to them, any of the cities where we have churches, ARCO churches, because of their testimony, that we can open up a Compassion program. So they're really doing a great job. In Cuenca, we have like 120 Venezuelans every Saturday that are coming. Many have received the Lord. Many have been integrated into the church. They're leading home groups. Some of them are part of the worship team. So it's been a great thing as a church. It's really had an impact on the country, but as the church to reach out to the needy. And there's still revival still happening in Ecuador. There's still many people coming to the Lord. The churches are growing, and there's still an incredible hunger. Everybody thought it would last maybe 10 years, but it's going on about 20 now, so it's pretty exciting. Anything else, Gregorio?
Well, seguimos trabajando y orando por la siembra de iglesias. Seguimos en Italia.
We're still hungry for the nations and sowing churches. We sent a missionary couple to Italy that are doing really well.
Sí. Seguimos orando para seguir trabajando en la siembra de iglesias, que ese es el plan que estamos queriendo hacer.
We're really emphasizing raising up church planters. We want to plant churches in other cities, especially in his province and in other nations.
¿Y ya se me acabó el tiempo?
Yep.
Gracias.
Thank you, Gregorio. So from there, we'll jump up. We'll stay in Latin America and jump up to really the smallest country. They say smallest and most densely populated country in Central America, which would make it the smallest and most densely populated country in South America. Because obviously the ones in South America are a whole lot bigger and less densely populated. So here we have Francis from El Salvador. Francis Batista. Great to have you here for the first time, Francis. What a blessing for us.
Gracias a todos.
Thank you to all of you.
Es mi primera ocasión en AIME en este congreso.
Here I'm here for the first time in this Congress summit.
Quiero agradecer la visita que el pastor Terry y el pastor Todd Westphal.
I really want to thank Pastor Terry and Todd for coming to visit us.
Hicieron en el mes de julio.
In July.
Vengo de El Salvador.
I'm from El Salvador.
Es el país más pequeño de Centroamérica.
And like I said, he's the smallest country in South America, most densely populated as well.
Es alrededor de 21,000 kilómetros cuadrados de territorio con 6 millones de habitantes.
6 million population. ¿En cuántos kilómetros?
21,000 kilómetros cuadrados.
21 square kilometers, which I have no idea what that would be in feet.
Con un estado de violencia que similar a su territorio.
And it's we got a high level of violence.
mucha inmigración hacia los Estados Unidos.
There's a lot of immigration to the U.S.
Bueno, estoy casado hace 28 años con dos hijos.
28 years married with two ¿cuántos niños?
Dos.
Two children.
26 años pastoreando la Iglesia Cristo Centro.
26 years pastoring Christ Center Church.
De la cual soy fundador.
Of which he's the founder.
En este momento contamos con seis congregaciones más en el país.
We have six more congregations in El Salvador.
Esta mañana me acompaña el pastor Luis Paz, nuestra iglesia en Sonsonate.
He's in a church there in El Salvador as well.
Estamos agradecidos por lo que Dios está haciendo con nosotros en El Salvador.
We really are grateful to what the Lord is doing among us in El Salvador.
Desde hace 18 años tenemos una alianza con la iglesia El Shaddai del pastor Todd Westphal.
18 years ago we started an alliance with Todd's church El Shaddai.
En un programa de patrocinio a niños con escasos recursos que no pueden asistir a una escuela formal.
In a program of sponsoring children, needy children in El Salvador.
Hemos graduado a 43 jóvenes de high school.
We've been able to bring 43 children through into and graduating from high school.
Cinco en universidad.
Five are in university.
Y estamos enfocados en el labor y el trabajo de prevención de violencia entre adolescentes, jóvenes y niños.
And we're working to help prevent violence in children and teenagers and young men.
Nuestra congregación en San Salvador, la que pastoreo, una calle nos divide del mayor centro de distribución de droga de todo el país.
Where our church is right in front, across the street from the sector of the city, which happens to be the sector of the most drug production in the whole country.
Han sido nuestros vecinos por los últimos 23 años.
They've been our neighbors for 23 years.
Hemos hecho una labor y un trabajo con niños jóvenes esperando que el ciclo se rompa.
And we've been working with the children and the teenagers in that neighborhood, hoping to break the cycle.
El negocio de la droga, como en todas partes, es un negocio familiar.
And like in many places, the drug trafficking, it becomes a family business.
Cuando los mayores van a la cárcel, los más jóvenes toman el negocio.
When the older generation goes to jail, the younger generation takes it over.
Para financiar a la familia, para financiar los abogados.
To finance the family and to finance the lawyers.
El estado de corrupción que padecemos en el país es alto.
The level of corruption in our country is very high.
La policía muchas veces está involucrada en el tráfico de drogas.
The police are often involved in trafficking drugs themselves.
En la violencia de las pandillas.
And also in the gang violence.
Las pandillas es un fenómeno difícil de resolver.
Gang violence is a very difficult problem to solve.
Los estudios dicen que el involucramiento de los jóvenes en pandillas.
The studies say that the gang violence.
Se cree que es por la guerra civil que tuvimos hace 23 años atrás.
It's because of the civil war that we went through 23 years ago.
Porque los jóvenes quedaron solos en los hogares.
Because many children ended up being alone
in their
homes.
Al cuido de sus tíos, sus abuelos o parientes.
Being taken care of their uncles or aunts or grandparents.
Sin embargo, creemos nosotros que es un fenómeno muy difícil de apuntar hacia una sola razón.
But in reality, it's very, very difficult to pin the cause on one thing.
Hemos tenido comunidades en donde niños de 5 años.
We have some homes where children, 5-year-old children.
Cuando tú les preguntas qué quieren ser cuando sean adultos.
When they ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Dicen, quiero ser pandillero.
I want to be a gang member.
Así que pedimos sus oraciones.
So therefore we ask for your prayers. Amen.
Pedimos su apoyo en oración.
And we ask for your support in prayer.
Yo sé que ustedes tienen sus propios problemas.
You say that each one of you have your own struggles and challenges.
Pero estamos hablando de nuevas generaciones. Estamos hablando de nuevo de niños en El Salvador.
A new generation and children in Ecuador.
Que no tienen más esperanza que la violencia.
They don't have any other hope than the violence.
Y ese ha sido nuestro trabajo.
And that's been our work.
En los últimos 5 años,
in the last 5 years,
he trabajado de cerca con la con AID, la Agencia de Desarrollo de los Estados Unidos.
I've worked with the IAD, which would be a
AID,
the drug DEA.
En la prevención de la violencia.
In preventing violence.
Este año,
this year,
inauguramos una especie de mejoramiento de una comunidad en conjunto con ellos.
I guess it's not really the DEA. ¿Quién es AID?
Es la Agencia de Desarrollo de los Estados Unidos.
Okay, it's a development organization from the States, and they've been working with young children over the last few years.
Y nos hemos ganado el respeto de la comunidad por el trabajo que estamos haciendo con ellos.
And we've been really seeing the response in the community because of the work that we're doing together with that government agency.
Alguien dirá que no estamos llevando el evangelio de la manera tradicional.
And we're not presenting the gospel maybe in a completely traditional way.
Pero aprovechamos cada espacio que tenemos.
But we're taking advantage of the space that the Lord's been
para decirles que Dios es real.
To tell them that God,
que Dios es verdadero.
God is real, he's true.
Que Él está interesado en ellos.
That he's interested in them.
Y que las cosas pueden cambiar en la comunidad.
And that things can change in their community.
Que no hay necesidad de violencia.
That there's not, that violence isn't necessary.
Que Dios puede traer paz al corazón.
And God can bring peace to their hearts.
Y si Dios trae paz al corazón,
and see God brings, if God brings peace to their hearts,
puede haber paz en la comunidad.
There can be peace in the community. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Así que hemos estado haciendo este trabajo.
So we've been doing that work.
Y oro, pido sus oraciones para nuestro cuidado, para nuestra protección. Cada vez que entramos a estas comunidades, estamos sujetos a la violencia de ellos.
We ask for your prayer. We've been doing that. And every time we go into these communities, we're subject to the dangers of the violence that takes place there.
Pero estamos animados.
But we're encouraged.
En el Señor.
In the Lord.
Porque hay una iglesia.
Because there's a church.
Que se está involucrando día a día.
That's involved day by day.
En la transformación y en el cambio de nuestro país.
In the transformation of our country.
Siempre he creído que en todas nuestras naciones.
I've always believed that in all of our nations.
Hay un remanente fiel.
There's a faithful remnant.
Hay hombres y mujeres de fe.
There's men and women of faith.
Orando.
Praying.
Pidiendo a Dios.
Asking God.
Haciendo muro. Levantando.
Raising up the wall.
Levantando brazos.
Raising
y corazones.
Up arms and hearts.
Para la transformación de sus países.
For the transformation of their countries.
Ustedes pueden estar seguros.
You can be sure.
Que tras de ustedes. Hay mucha gente orando.
There's many people praying.
Hay mucha gente pidiendo a Dios.
Many people asking God
que tengamos éxito.
That we have success.
Quiero terminar.
I want to end.
Diciendo, teniendo una palabra de Dios para todos nosotros.
I have a word from God for
que
us.
Fue confirmada esta mañana por el hermano que nos compartió de Zimbabue. Cuando
what asked for shared this morning.
Todos tenemos y podemos estar pasando por túneles oscuros.
Many of us can be passing through dark times.
Pero en medio de esos túneles oscuros,
but in the midst of these dark tunnels,
hay una llama de fe y de esperanza.
There's a flame of hope and power.
Igual que la hubo para aquellos hombres en el horno de fuego y para Daniel
just
en el
like
foso de los
like,
leones.
Just like Daniel in the lion's den and the three young men in the in the furnace.
No apaguen la llama de fe y esperanza que hay en sus vidas.
Don't let go out that flame that's in your hearts and lives.
Niéguense. Perseveren en no apagar la llama de fe y esperanza aún en medio de problemas.
Make sure that flame does not go out in your heart even in the midst of all any trouble that you're going through.
Dios está en control.
God is in control.
Y el éxito está en la cruz del Calvario.
And the success is in the cross of Calvary.
Dios les bendiga.
God bless you. Amen. Gracias, Francis. What a blessing. What a blessing. Another example of really the community paying. So it's happening, and it's wonderful that the church is cooperating together with that. So we jump over to Hungary, crossroads of Eastern Europe, Budapest, with Jim Person. Good to have you with us, Jim.
Thank you. It's hard to come up after all that was said. It's amazing what's happening in the world and the chaos that's happening in the world. Anybody watch the news lately? In the midst of chaos, what happens? God comes in. We read in Genesis where there was all chaos, there was darkness and chaos. But in the midst of the chaos, God came in and he brought light and he brought creation. So I'm encouraged by that, to see God coming into the nations and bringing his light and healing. That's what we were talking about the whole summit, right?
Amen.
That God comes in and helps us. So what do I do? Well, I'm Alaskan. I'm a fisherman from Alaska, and I've come down, I've been sent over to Hungary to clean fish. Really, that's what I've been doing for the last... I went there for 2 years. At first time, we thought we were going to be there only 2 years. And while we were there, we were praying about a year and a half and got rebuked by the Lord because we put a time frame on his calling. And that's something we can't do. We got to be faithful in the calling. That's what I was hearing in all the teaching, that we got to be faithful to go forward in what God has for us. So we've been there for 17 years now. We're working with a ministry called LL Ministries, and I need to spell it out because when I say LL, it sounds like two letters, but it's E-L-L-E-L, and it's based out of England, near Lancaster. There's a little village called LL, so the little history there. You can look it up online. So Tanya and I came, and we started as just working in the homeless shelters in Hungary. And it was interesting how God brought us into this place where we're kind of like under the radar, and we didn't know what was happening. And we were in this place where we were just chopping onions and chopping carrots. And in Hungary, the homeless is a little bit different than in America. They actually are very thankful for what they get. I've worked with the homeless in America, and sometimes they are not so thankful. But you have to walk down into the cellar and the smell of sweat and onions kind of is overwhelming. So this is where God called us when we first went there. And out of that place, and you know, here we are, we're thinking, what are we doing here? This was our first year and a half. But God has been faithful to raise us up and open up different doors. So now we're working in nations cleaning fish. Because when people go through chaos, and when people go through crisis, and when people go through brokenness, and people get devastated and abused, they get wounds in their lives. And it's hard to go forward when you have this in your life. And so we do schools and training seminars to where we help the existing church. We go along with the pastors because we don't want to override the pastors. So we come into these nations in Central and Eastern Europe, around Hungary. We actually do very little in Hungary now. We're actually working more in the nations surrounding Hungary. And we're raising up the nationals to take over the work that we're doing by training them to, first of all, to hear the message of being healed inside that often is reflected outside, and to go forward into... You know, it's a mistake. I put this timer on because now I'm seeing how it's counting down, how quick it's counting down. 5 minutes is not very long. So we teach schools, and we do it in the hear, see, do process. We speak in the front, and then we do demonstration ministry, and that's always a scary thing. And we ask God for words of knowledge. So we're constantly doing it. Then we send the people out to do it themselves. So they hear the teaching, How do we get free from abuse? How do we get free from drugs and alcohol? Because this is a big thing all around the world, not just, you know, it's everywhere nowadays. How do we get away from those things that have tangled us, the chains that are around our feet? And that's what we've been doing for the last 17 years, is helping them, training them to take the step of faith and encouraging them along the way. Now, in that process, God has been using us to raise up leaders in the nations to go forward and continue the message, because we can't do it all ourselves. And we can't do it as effectively as the people of the nations when they speak in their own language. And that's my 5 minutes.
If I'm not mistaken, did your ministry discover that inner healing, they're doing more emphasis in inner healing, and discovered that you had to pair it with discipleship, or yes, have discipleship as the base. Yeah. That inner healing wasn't quite doing the job.
Inner healing and even deliverance are tools.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the end product.
Right.
And we were seeing a lot of that happening, where there was an end product and people were just stopping there. No, discipleship is going forward, because once you get free, how do you live right? Yeah. You want to know. You need to know how to live a different way, God's way. You got to live the kingdom of God.
And I know many ministries who were emphasizing, and still are, inner healing and deliverance, mm-hmm, are seeing that they need to pair it with discipleship if they want to have abundant and lasting fruits. That's awesome. Jim's got a great, he and Tanya sent out a wonderful prayer letter. I encourage you to get on the list so you can receive it. And they're in a place where they could really, really use some financial support. So it's exciting what they're doing. I think it's a powerful work. Europe is one of the most needy fields, I think. And it's great to have Jim amongst us.
Could I take another 30 seconds?
Yes.
It's actually, you know, we hear Europe has actually been the birthplace of a lot of movements of God.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're one of the most needy nations in Europe. And we've had refugees coming through, so we've had to deal with that influx into the churches, and a lot of the pastors are overwhelmed. But they have also, in communism, it's actually caused a lot of division. And the pastors don't know how to unite. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to communicate. They can't trust their other pastor, because communism, they took that from them. They actually had the pastors inform on their flock, and family members inform on other family members. So that destructs the trust issue. And so
we're really blessed to have you with us, Sue. Amen. Really blessed. Great work in a great field. And I really believe the church in all around the world is called to go back into Europe. I believe there's revival ready to break out in Europe. We're excited to have someone there, and excited to have someone amongst us who's working there. And I know many of you also visit Europe. And then we're going to end up with Love More Manaka from the tip of Africa, South Africa. Give him a good applause.
Masikati. Good afternoon. Sanbonani. Will you please show that picture? I think this is going to form the basis of my brief on South Africa, because that's what we have been talking about mainly. Pastor Terry King has been mentioning to you. But before I proceed, I just want to acknowledge and just appreciate Baba John Dean, Pastor Terry, Pastor Randy, Pastor Todd, and Pastor Diamond as well. These have been to South Africa, have been with us as well for ministry. And Brother Dwayne, where are you? His son, your son came also for some time of ministry. So 1 minute gone. But that's Africa. I'm the only one that doesn't have a watch. I've got time. Do you have a watch? All right, this is how we build in South Africa. Some people use block or air bricks. They're not very convenient because of termites. They are hollow in between, and so the termites climb up and then damage the roof. So we decided to use small bricks because, and they go two in a row, and there's reinforcement every three lines. So that's we use cement bricks. The building that you see here, this one, if you go to Zimbabwe and you see a building like this, most likely it's a hut. It could be a bedroom or it could be a kitchen. But if you come to South Africa and you see a hut like this one, which has got no windows, if it has a window, then it could be a room for tourists or for family. But if it has no room, if it has no windows, it's got only a door, it's a shrine. It's a shrine for ancestral spirits worship. We do not, in South Africa, have idols. And the Bible says we know that idols are nothing. And yes, idols are nothing. But we have, this is demon worship. And demons are not idols, and demons are not nothing. So right in front of our church entrance, as people walk, they're going to be walking between the church building and a shrine that is dedicated for ancestral spirits worship. But this is not news for me. The Bible school that I was leading at some stage as president had shrines north, east, south, and west. By the end of my tenure, they had all fallen down. So I'm not intimidated by this, not worried at all. This is very prophetic on its own. As you can see, the corrugated iron is rusting. This is our neighbor. By the end of, I'm believing God that after some time, this person is going to come to Christ. Amen. So ministry in South Africa has different and many manifestations, particularly for us as Victory Tabernacle. We do find especially I'm sometimes invited to call for some meetings where we help to design certain policies. Like recently I was at the chaplain to formulate a chaplaincy policy for the nation as a proposal with other people. And but that's at a national level or provincial level. But in the local church ministry itself, we do leadership development, training people for the works of the ministry, how they can face what they need to face, how they can win the world for Christ and be the salt of the earth and the light of the earth, and doing it from a biblical perspective. As you can see, in Africa, people want to see, people want to take something home. That's why they are gullible when it comes to oils and waters that are sold at exorbitant prices to get rid of problems and curses and diseases and sicknesses. So we've got to have pastors that are grounded in the Word. That's why we also have a Bible school, and every year, Pastor Terry, Mama Linda, Pastor Randy, they come for the graduation ceremony as we hand over certificates to people that are equipped to go out and do ministry the God way. In this community, you can see the type of houses that that are there. These people work on farms, and some of them earn about maybe $200 a month. That's like the basic, the minimum wage. Now the government has allowed it to be about $150 actually per month. And so I've got a deep respect for people that in their poverty they're able to put up a structure like that one. I mean, like this. This, though he's not a Christian as yet, But from that $150, he's able to build something like that. That's very, very expensive. But to God be the glory. The work, the reason why the church exists is to be the salt and the of the earth and the light, to bring light to the nations. They are serious about prayer, but praying to the wrong spirit. We don't have a problem in Africa about who the Father is, who Jesus is. We've got a problem as to who the Spirit is, who is the Holy Spirit. That's why when we go, we need to go in the power of the true Holy Spirit so that they can distinguish between, because this Spirit can give a word of knowledge, and that one also can give a word of knowledge. This one can perform miracles, and that one can also perform miracles. Now, we need to bring a fine distinction. You know, when the team that have acknowledged comes to Africa, they help to bring that distinction, because they can see that you don't have to manipulate people. You don't have to promise people, sell water, this water, bath with it three times a day, you'll sleep nice, you'll have your own house, all those other things. That's what people like. But we need to bring Christ and Him crucified. Yeah, in this community we have church buildings. Church buildings in Africa become like a home. That's why some people call it, this is my home. They take pride in the church building. It represents their home, because maybe they're coming from a shack or they're coming from a small house, and they come to this house, which is God's house, and they really take care of it as God's house. And that becomes a meeting place for the community. It is not just there for Sunday services, but to help to address social issues and also spiritual matters. I just want to thank God for the opportunity to speak about what God is doing. And I'm saying to you and to everybody else, as we work in different parts of the world, let's do the best for the Lord. Let's work while it is day, because the night comes. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Lavo. Thank you, Lavo. So how many graduates were there last?
I'm not good at numbers. Yeah. My wife is. But last, how many? I think 14 or so. Yeah, around 14.
That's awesome. And you have a large network of churches,
yes,
and pastors.
That's right.
All over South Africa.
That's right. That's another area of ministry that we're involved in.
And really, if you get a chance to talk to Lavo more, talk to him about that, because I'm not only impressed with the size of his network, but how he ministers and how the network works together and the strategy they have. I think he's doing an amazing work. It's an honor to have you with us, Lavo, and be part of.
Thank you so much.
Of AIM. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. That's just part of what the Lord's doing in and through AIM around the world. And God's, by His grace, has just continued to bless and join us together with really men who it's an honor to walk shoulder to shoulder with. And really more than shoulder to shoulder, with our arms linked together and our hearts linked together in this great work that the Lord's doing around the world.